but you know, people are scared to have conversations like this, and that's what it boils down to. When you see a guy, you already know whether or not you want to fuck him, don't you?
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
How are we gonna have a hot time in the old town tonight?
Skimmy on the avenue, my shades down, hat flip, knowing on a catch you. Could not believe my eyes, so I lifted up my shades, and this girl stared at me as if she wanted to get laid. Next, the girl started stepping, and she crossed the street. She walked to me, and at that, my knees got weak. But then I snapped and realized that it was my duty to get this freak and co-wax her booty. Wax that booty, co-wax the booty. Freaky, freaky, freak with a nice side booty. Wax that booty, co-wax the booty. I got a freak, freak, so I'm gonna wax her booty. Not heading for the crib, I was reciting some rhymes when the freak cut in and started telling of the times that she had wanted to rock me. And these were no lies, that's when I contracted the rise in my Levi's. Step into my crib, she said the rise impressed her. So then, without delay, I began to undress her, unstrapped her bra and whispered to her, are you with me? She said yes, so I grabbed them titties. Next was the test to see if she was high rank. I dropped her panties and was sniffing. I asked, do you stank? She said no, and noted to me that her shower soap was Gucci. So I dropped my boxers and headed for a coochie. Headed for a coochie.
Grease it down real good.
Headed for a coochie.
Bang!
I looked close to see if this girl had any types or signs of ED. She did not, so I said to myself, oh goody. Then I grabbed my dick and co-stuck it in her booty. Started rocking this freak, yeah, with my hands on her butt. You should have seen me in her booty, I was tearing it up. Next I whispered in her ear, baby, please turn over and rock the doggy style while I was calling her Rover. Still tearing it up, on her face was a grin, holding onto her waist, pumping harder than sin. But she was loving it all, and with her back in her arc, I busted my nut and she started to bark. Nah, nah, bop, but it not my butt. Now if you think the story's over, then just listen to this. I thought my mission was complete, so I gave her a kiss. Then I was searching for a towel to clean off my dicky, cause it was kinda wet, all bloody and sticky. And go talk about gross, it's something sicker than sick. The bitch dropped to her knees and licked the tip of my dick. I started tripping, cause this was something I've never seen. The girl was more than a freak, she was a sexual fiend. And when I thought that was as gross as one girl could get, she stuck her finger in her booty and then she licked it. Oh, now this girl was much more to me than a freak. In my opinion, she was plain nasty. But nevertheless, I completed my duty. I got this freak and co-waxed the booty. Waxed her booty, co-waxed the booty. I got the freak and I waxed her booty. I love the booty, you love the booty. Hey freak, come here and let me wax your booty. Too short, don't stop. Too short, don't stop. Too short, don't stop the beat. Hey yo, short dog, can I get a bitch? Show it, this is your last verse to wax, so why would you blow it? And the ladies, if you're tired of a man on your fanny, the fuck you, go home and watch the two with granny. Cause this is booty night, non-stop with the number one waxer, me Kid Rock. So let's get hype, cause if I see you calm, I'm gonna think you're waxing with Rosie Palm. I mean really, how could you be so dumb? Just look at all the girls who are dying to get some. Man, just don't be a wussy, and I guarantee you can get a piece of pussy. But to get it, you have to realize, don't brag to the freak about your dick size. Man, that's not the way to win it, cause it's not the length of your wand, it's the magic in it. Wax that booty, co-wax the booty. Freaky, freaky, freak with a nice size booty. Wax that booty, co-wax the booty. I got freaks and I wax the booty.
Yeah, but you are, you know what I'm saying? What kind of popsicle do you like?
What kind of popsicle?
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Huh?
It don't matter.
It don't matter?
No.
So that what you gonna do that tomorrow, ain't you?
No.
You ought to. I mean, you ought to go run to the store. You know, they would never know what you're practicing for. They're like, girl, you trying to put on some weight eating all them popsicles? And back in your mind, no, I'm practicing to suck Kid Rock's dick. You know, that'd be kind of sweet, wouldn't it?